Phone Boy Speaks, episode 390, Data, Data Everywhere.
Target is in the news once again because, more credit card or personally identifiable information has leaked from them, and you know, a lot more than what happened in December, apparently, or what was reported to have happened in December. And likewise, Neiman Marcus has also suffered a credit card breach of sorts, which happened in December but wasn't reported until now. So, you know, yet more information is leaking as a result of this and potentially entering the black market and such. But I'd say the problem is actually much worse than these particular retailers, and I don't know what's going to happen with that. You know, maybe there'll be some government action or something. Certainly, when like a third of the U.S. population gets their potentially gets their information compromised by a single retailer, there's a good chance, you know, you'd hope that the government does something, but then the government could do a lot of things and they don't. And you know, I don't know. Anyway, it's. But I think the bigger problem itself is the government, right? The government has always kept public records on various things. You know, if you purchase property, if you're a taxpayer, if you're, you know, if you've had a lawsuit or anything like that, there's a lot of information in the public record about you that the governments keep and they make available. It's what they do. But in the past, it was an effort to get that information. You had to know which municipality to go to. You had to go in person, request the record. And you may or may not find them. It's just kind of a crapshoot. But the information was there if somebody wanted to find it, and it was something that was in the public record. Well, now all the governments are just like businesses are, of course, modernizing and putting stuff on the internet. And in some cases, that ends up leading to information that's out there. And also, you've got companies that they do these person searches, and there's several of these sites on the internet, and they get information from public records, and they index it and they make it available. And it's rather surprising what you might find on the internet just searching for your own name and what you might get out there. And it's all public records that this information comes from. Or inadvertently, if you accidentally disclose something on the internet, well, of course, it's there for everybody's pleasure. And so at the end of the day, right, most likely your information's already out there. If somebody really wants to find you, where you live or information about you, even if you don't participate too much in the internet, you might find that you have information about you on the internet that you didn't know existed because of these services. And what can you do about it? Unfortunately, not a whole lot, because the information is considered public knowledge, and now it's in the Google index, and it's on some site somewhere. And of course, you could try and play whack-a-mole and get them to take it down. But at the end of the day, your information's out there, and whether, maybe not your credit card details, but maybe things that you wouldn't necessarily want on the internet. This is the sad reality of today's connected world, is whether unless you somehow manage to have no public records whatsoever, which is pretty impossible, I would say, if you're participating in society in any sort of normal way, well, I'm sorry, you're done. I mean, that's, that doesn't mean you can't take steps to try and minimize some of that. But at the end of the day, it's, I think at this point it's a losing battle, and it's unfortunate, but this is, I think this is the world that we live in, and I don't think it's going to get any better, folks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.